This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Olympic flame arrived Friday in Tokyo, but the public will be kept away at a low-key welcoming ceremony because of coronavirus fears. The day after a heartbreaking announcement that spectators would be banned from most games events. The move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic officials. A sports psychologist said having no fans could affect the performance of the athletes. Japan's prime minister said the state of emergency was essential to stop Tokyo from becoming the source of another wave of infections as the highly infectious Delta variant spreads. The ban on spectators has ended hopes for Tokyo organizers of adding a public spectacle to the event, which has already been delayed by a year. Haiti was engulfed in chaos Thursday, a day after President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated, with authorities vowing to hunt down more of the mercenaries allegedly responsible for shooting to death Moïse in his home just outside Port-au-Prince. Police said that seven suspects had been killed and six others arrested, among them two American citizens. The U.S. State Department has yet to confirm the reports that the two citizens are in detention. Three officers who had been held hostage were freed Thursday, while the hunt for additional gunmen continued. Moïse's wife was injured in the attack and airlifted to a trauma center in Miami, Florida, where the prime minister said she was in stable condition. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph placed the country under a state of siege, in effect martial law. Joseph urged calm and asked people to reopen businesses and go back to work. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. President Joe Biden announcing Thursday the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will conclude on August 31st. Speaking at the White House, the president defended his decision to end America's longest war, reiterating that the status quo is not an option. He explained that after spending $1 trillion over more than 20 years and seeing 2,400 American service personnel die, the U.S. cannot remain tethered to a policy set two decades ago when Afghanistan-based al-Qaeda terrorists attacked the country. Biden said higher priorities for the U.S. these days are preparing for the next pandemic, shoring up core strength to compete economically with China, and combating the existential threat of climate change. Crews working at the site of a condominium complex in Florida are trying to recover the bodies of victims after determining there was no chance anyone in the rubble could still be alive 2 weeks after the building in Surfside partially collapsed. Officials say the death toll rose to 64 Thursday, with about 76 people still unaccounted for. Pfizer says it's about to seek U.S. authorization for a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. The company said Thursday that another shot could dramatically boost immunity and maybe help ward off the latest worrisome coronavirus mutant. Research from multiple countries shows the widely used COVID-19 vaccines offer strong protection against the highly contagious Delta variant. But virus-fighting antibodies naturally wane. Pfizer says early data from a company trial suggests people's antibody levels jump after they get a third dose. But the filing doesn't mean third doses will be rolling out anytime soon. Public health officials would have to decide if they're really needed. The foreign ministers of Egypt and Sudan appealed to the UN Security Council Thursday to intervene in their dispute with Ethiopia over the operation of a mega dam on the Nile River. Tensions escalated since Addis Ababa said it begun to the second phase of filling the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. Downstream, neighbors Egypt and Sudan object, insisting that a legally binding agreement that governs how the dam is filled and operated must first be in place. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.